This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is freezing cold Colorado. So if it sounds like we've got scratchy voices, it is because we are freezing to death, aren't we?
It is a terrible affliction. It's very cold here.
Yeah. And now, so we've got a great show for you today. It is going to be unbelievable. This woman is such a force to be reckoned with. She makes me cry. And every time I'm around her, she's doing something so much bigger than anything I have ever done. And she's like 12 and like 4 feet tall. Don't you love her?
I love her, and I also love that characterization.
Is that the truth?
She, all true. For the first time ever, Tom Chenault.
So something happened today, and God's so great, because I just lived my life. I read that book called The Surrender Experiment. I decided that I was going to do what that Michael Singer did, the guy that wrote The Untethered Soul, and basically never make any decisions anymore. Just say yes to everything that comes along. I say yes to, and then I figure out how to do it. And nothing's ever as it was. I expected to see it. It's always different. And I found, so all of a sudden, here comes this guy into my life. His name's Rami something or another, and he is adorable. And he's written this book alongside Think and Grow Rich. And he's got the audio book, and I started following his life a little bit because he's got a 727, and I'm an aviation guy, and I'm looking at Eric's airplane going, man, this is a lot bigger than Eric's airplane. So I listened to that book over the last 24 hours inside of some circumstance in my life that is gigantic, and God came through again. And I am telling you, you all need to read this crazy book, and I want you, I'm going to tell you what it is right now because I can, I think. What's the name of the book, Adrian? It's called Can You Really Think and Grow Rich? And it's the keys to unlock an extraordinary life. And you guys want to get this book. It is unbelievable. You have to get this book. It's about a two-hour listen. And all it basically is an updated Think and Grow Rich to the times. I mean, this guy was dead broke in 2016. The guy from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, or Men Are From Venus and Women Are From Mars, or whatever the heck that guy, that book was by John Gray. This guy was so broke that he had no money, and John Gray gave him 10 grand in 2016 after the guy's been a billionaire a couple of times before, and he's done it again. And he is, this book, if you are upside down in your life and you want to read a book, you go get this book right now for $4.97 on Audible, and you are going to have a picture of me in your wallet. So take that one to the bank. That's got nothing to do with this show. This show's even bigger, better than that. This woman is a rock star. Lauren, how are you?
I'm so great. You make me smile, I swear. I saw that. I liked that this morning when I was reading about that. So I was like, I got to get that. And I just love how you are kind of the, you know, you're just the wind underneath everybody's wings. A friend of mine, a girl I coached, she said, Lauren, you're the wind beneath all of our wings, but you really are that for so many of us. And I really appreciate that, how you just love to help people shine.
Do you know what I call myself?
What?
The drunk whisperer.
Not anymore.
No, I do. I help drunks all over the world.
Oh,
I was
okay,
one, gotcha. A big yeah. one, and I think God put his hand on my shoulder. So, Tom, you dedicate your life to helping people stay sober. I'll figure out a way to make you a living. And God's done a whole lot bigger job of helping me than I've done helping people. And I feel like I owe and I owe and I owe. So I'm going to go and go and go. And that's a little bit how she lives her life. She is philanthropic as they come. Talk about, I mean, you were Tony Robbins's right-hand woman.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's been 33 years, and worked for Tony. So I started when I was 2 and a half. Yeah. Like, no, I mean, it all started with philanthropy. You know, I met Tony. I was doing a job that I loved my job. I worked at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. I was in sports marketing. I was in Vail, as you know, and somehow I ended up in San Diego. And I worked at the racetrack, and there was a part though that was missing for me, and my parents raised me with very strong contribution values, you know, that you give back, you serve. So I ended up at this big house in Del Mar in November 1989, and everybody was going to deliver food to the homeless. And there were these 25 people having a great time. I'm like, oh, my God, what cool people. And they're, you know, they're giving back and they're loving and they're serving. And it ended up, I was at Tony's house. He was 29 at the time. I was 24. And I was like, oh, what cool people. And we were delivering food. It was the very first basket brigade that Tony had put together. And I think the goal that year was to deliver to 100 families. And, you know, I've had the honor of being a part of this journey and see him. I remember when he said, I'm going to do 100,000 backpacks, and then I'm going to do 1 million. And now he's on this whole 100 billion meals he's committed to. So I, you know, I've worked in production. I created the crew for the Tony Robbins company. I launched Life Mastery and lived in Fiji. That's when everybody says, oh, poor me. But, I've had very, very blessed that I've been a part of such a beautiful movement that has me always raising my standards of what's possible. And it's just like what you said, Tom, it's just really just saying yes. And Tony, really, I learned that. I mean, that was, I can't tell you how many projects he said, just go figure it out. And I'm like, okay, you know, and you do. So, I could tell you a gazillion stories about that, right? But from when he wanted a wheel 4 hours later, and he's like, Lauren, go make it happen, you know, or Lauren, go set up and send people to different islands in Hawaii. How many people? All 2,000 participants. I'm like, okay, let's go figure it out, right? So I think that being resourceful and being in that environment where you're challenged to just do it, you know, you'll find a way. But, you know, you don't give yourself an out because it's for something bigger than yourself. So
don't give yourself an out. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
That is so cool.
Yeah, no, it really is. And, you know, I want to zoom out a little bit or go back, because I think just that image of, you know, you somehow crossing paths as a 24-year-old with a 29-year-old Tony Robbins and being pulled into this world and going on that journey, and yet, you know, there were 23 other people there that day that I imagine don't have the same 33-year history of having gone on, you know, having said yes and gone that distance and done that. And they saw the same thing you saw that day. They said, wow, what an amazing person, or what a cool thing, and decided to instead go back to their lives. You know, somebody who hasn't done that yet, who hasn't maybe made that decision yet to truly change something about themselves, you know, what would you say to somebody in those shoes to help them take that first step when they feel like they're just getting going?
That's such, can I tell you something? As many times as I've shared that story, I've never had anybody make the distinction that you did. That is very, very cool. I just want to acknowledge you for that, because I've never had somebody even ask that question. You know, and a lot of people that were there for the beginning. A lot of them were, it actually was the beginning of Tony's company. So a lot of the people were people that helped him at the very, very beginning. You know, I think what I would say to somebody is you've got to see the vision. You've got to, like, when I met him, and I remember my boyfriend bought me Tony's book in college. I mean, I was coming back from a football game, you know, totally sober, Tom. And back then, you know, there were just books. There was no, like, personal development books, gluten-free cookbooks, you know, relationship books. There were just books. And he saw this book in the window, and it said Unlimited Power. And he said, one day we're going to go to a Tony Robbins seminar. I'm like, you're a freak. I'm going to move into Atlanta, and I'm going to work for CNN. I'm not, you know, no way. And who would know that years later I would end up. And so I saw Tony's book. I was actually standing in front of the book in one of those giant shadow boxes. I'm like, holy doggies, that's that book that, you know, Frank bought me. And Tony came up behind me. And what I loved about Tony was he saw it as already done. You know, just like Eric and Marina, you know, that we are good friends, like, when they decided to build the studio, they saw it. They're just like, we're doing this, you know. And so I think what I saw in Tony that night, and that I think that people have to really get clear and how to really get ready to create the best year of your life, is to paint the vision, that short-term vision, you know, of what you need to do to plant the seeds, and then what that could really be 10, 20, 30 years down the road. I think that every great, I don't know, a lot of people that I know, some celebrities that I know, or just everyday people, they see it 5 years down the line, 10 years, 20, 30 years down the line, and they're willing to do the work. They're willing to plant the seeds. They're willing to go through that planting season. And I think the challenge right now is people are just too impatient. You know, they're not willing to, I'm planting the Savannah, as you know. And so I talked to somebody that was, you know, working with me, and she said, so you're going to work for like 7 months, like planning this event, and you're not going to make any money for 7 months. And I'm like, yep. And she goes, and you're telling me you're probably not even going to make any money from the event. And I'm like, yep. And she goes, why are you doing it? I'm like, because it's about impact, right? It's about understanding that that's just planting the seeds for people. So I think teaching people to really be patient, patiently persistent, you know, with regards to things, and have faith, Tom. It's like what you talked about as well. You know, like I don't know what it is that's gonna, I didn't know that me saying yes that one day was gonna, you know, create so many beautiful opportunities for me, you know, something I definitely didn't expect, but that's what I would say.
Do you see any ego here at all? You know, she has taken credit for nothing. Everything is about somebody else. This is so refreshing, and I need to take lessons from her. And she's like, they. But if you want to elevate yourself, everybody, just elevate other people and just rise the tide of elevating other people, because it's going to lift you up, right?
Yep.
Exactly right. Yep. How cool. And so I want to talk more about this on the other side of the break, but as we're getting ready to go to the break, you've got an event that's coming up in the one you just referenced that you've been planning. And when's your big event coming up?
It's coming up at the end of March.
Okay.
And so it's called Own Your Worth. And I think, you know, I've had the opportunity once again of working with some amazing people. I've learned so much from everybody that I've had the opportunity that's crossed my path, whether it's the guy that's working at the, you know, the front gate, or the girl that works at the coffee bean. And I think the one thing that I hear mostly from women is that they're tired. You know, the one word that always comes up, I'm just tired. And when I think about that, it's really about helping, especially, and I'm just going to say women, that's, you know, on my wall here, it's about the women who dance with the wolves, and like how we give and we give and we give and we give and we give. And so filling up our vessel again with regards to that. And so, but I think that it's that part of being able to say, you know, no matter what's happening in my life, I know who I am and I know what I stand for, and I'm proud of it. I'm going to own it. It might not be, I know I'm not for everybody, but helping people really own who they are.
I love that. So on the break, go check out ownyourworthexperience.com. You can see more about it. It's March 31st and April 1st, and you're going to want to be there. We're talking to Lauren LaHave. We are on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around. We'll be back right after this. Thanks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with my unbelievable mentor. I'm telling you, that's what she is. Unbelievable. She also introduced me to, like, the greatest pawn shop on the face of the earth.
She's the connection.
Oh my God, dude.
I go to her place, and it's the most unbelievable pawn shop I've ever been to. And he loves Lauren so much that, I mean, it was like, we were so scared because those places are a little sketchy. And once he knew we knew Lauren, we went through a side door and we went to the back of this place, and it was unbelievable. This woman is the most connected person you know in your life, and stay plugged in with her because she can get you anywhere in a hurry. Agree?
Have you been to the new one? How, since he's renovating, how gorgeous it is?
No, he hasn't even texted. I'll text him right now.
You text him right now.
In fact, I'll tell him to get on here and watch this show. The next thing I want to say to you is I want you to talk about your last event during this short segment before you talk about the next one. So what the heck? You want to talk about doing it with really just a wing and a prayer. Tell people about the scope of your last event.
Well, I think, you know, the thing that's really important, Tom and Adrian, is that we have to understand the power of modeling, right? And so we saw during this mandatory pause things that how people really reinvented themselves and they got really resourceful. And so Tony started doing the virtual events and Eric and Marina, they had their big event that I think GoPro is coming up just in a couple of days, and they had an event planned, and they needed a place to do their event, and they were trying to find a studio, and they couldn't find a studio. And, you know, Eric and Marina, they're just like, well, I guess we got to build it ourselves. So they did their event. They planned their event. I think there were 20,000 people on. And I'm here in Las Vegas. I'm like, well, there's a studio here. Like, why? And I had an event that was coming up in January. And I'm like, why wouldn't I figure out how to rent that studio? And I decided to take a huge risk, Tom. I mean, huge risk. I mean, I mean, if my husband hasn't divorced me now, he's not going to divorce me, because if he saw the contract that I signed, you know, to rent this studio and to hire these people. But I modeled what Tony and Eric and Marina did, and I did calls in advance, and I got speakers in advance, and I did everything that they did. And we had 5,000 people virtually. We had six languages, and we translated 150 people in the studio, and we were able to donate to local organizations. And that really, I'm like, well, why don't I just take that model that we did then? And I didn't get divorced, so it's a good thing. But I'm like, why wouldn't I do that and bring in all these great people that I want to share with the world with regards to mindset, money, and mission? And so there's another day. We're going to be doing a day of contribution where people are going to go into the community, and then they're going to give back after the event. Because I think so many times, like you said, we get focused on ourselves instead of going, well, people come to Vegas, but they take from Vegas, but they don't really give back to Vegas. So people are going to have an opportunity to work with some non-for-profits here, some small, amazing non-for-profits here, and give back as well.
This is such a big thing, you guys. Okay, we're going to talk about that event on the other side of the break. Rami's on here with us right now. This is the guy. Yeah, it's so cool. Can you really think and grow rich? How to unlock an extraordinary life? This guy is a beast. And what you guys need to do is go to Audible right now and buy that book. I am telling you what, I was in a bad headspace the last few days. Something happened in my life. I read this book. I got Adrian, my wife, Dominic, my son, we got together, and I am telling you what, it is game on, because he showed me that there's nothing that stopped him, and he, what Lauren went through, nothing can stop you, and every one of you people, every one of you people can play it 1,000 times bigger than you are. The only thing is stopping you is that 6 inches between your ears, right?
That's exactly right.
Holy mackerel, am I the luckiest guy in the world. So, Rami, thanks for jumping on. I know you're at the doctor, but really, really cool. We got to get you on this show. And back to you, Lauren. So you sold it out. People had a blast at it. And it's changing lives, and you're going to do it again, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I was just like, okay, if I could design it, I just knew that I had to, but I had to keep stepping up. I mean, And guess what? It's always scary. I don't know about you, Tom. I mean, I was like, even the day before the event, I was like, oh my God, can these people figure out how to use the dashboard? How to do this? How to do that? You know, are we going to do it? And I just think that you got to do something. There's one of my favorite songs. I think it's at Lauryn Hill, and the song is, you know, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud? And I think that just anchoring yourself to those little things that you do to make yourself feel proud of just who you are and what you really stand for in the world. So for me, every day, I'm already thinking like the people that are come and that are part of it, we're going to have people in the studio, 300 people, God willing, live in the studio. And then we're going to have, God willing, 5,000 people. We already have a couple people that are, you know, sponsoring. They see like that this is an opportunity for them to reach a lot of people. But, when I think about this event, I don't think about it just once. I think about, you know, whose daughter is going to learn from this? Whose grandma is going to show up? We have a lady that she's speaking. Her name's Lucy. She was a Holocaust survivor.
Give me a minute. We got to take a hard break. This goes out to 500 radio stations. We'll be back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You USA Radio News.
Russian officials say that the countries that supported a $60 cap on a barrel of their oil may not see a drop of it in the future. They're reacting to a decision by Western supporters of Ukraine, which includes the United States, on what they would pay for crude from the Kremlin. President Biden says he knows that an agreement with rail workers forced upon them by him and Congress does not have the sick pay that they wanted, but he insists that the fight is not over for that. Workers in four unions that deal with heavy freight, workers in four unions that deal with freight rail were blocked from striking after the president signed a resolution. Iranian state television says there will be a new nuclear power plant in the southwestern part of their country. The announcement comes amid tensions between Washington and Tehran. Indiana's near total ban on abortion is blocked by a second state judge following a lawsuit. The U.S. is out of the World Cup, falling to the Netherlands 3-1. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And this is the Legacy Leadership Show, the largest radio show for home-based business in the world and the longest running. And that's not too bad for a couple father-son team, would you say?
I think we've done okay.
Feeling pretty happy about that. And here you go. Look, he just admitted he misspelled the words, which is pretty cool. Even billionaires can't spell. But you know what? You got to keep moving. You make mistakes, and you got to go clean it up. You clean it up, and you go do it again. And that's a life lesson in itself. This book, I'm telling you, it changed my life. Back to Lauren. Okay, so this new event, you're doing it when?
We're doing it on March the 31st.
Okay,
and
good.
March 31st and April the 1st.
Okay.
And then once again, we're doing a day of contribution, which is really important for me. and hopefully for everybody, right? And so one is to fill yourself up first, but then also to be able to give back. So that's a big part of the event as well. And how do you keep it going? You know this, you guys. What happens? People go to an event, they have a great time. And what is the example? It's like peeing in a wetsuit. It feels good in the beginning, but then it starts to wear off with regards to it. So to really keep that going. So what does that really look like for you to, like, when you go back in your life and people start to, like, question you or, you know, all the noise that happens around us? And how do you really own your worth no matter what? I mean, every day I say to myself, I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know what my intentions are. I know what I'm here to do. And just really just helping people just own it no matter what. My daughter's 15 years old, right? When I see her owning it, I know she's modeling, God willing, all the good things, you know, that she sees me doing. But I see those things, and I want to make sure that we keep that for generations to come, just like what you're doing with your son. I mean, how awesome is this? You could have done this show by yourself. Right? But you're like, no, I want my son to be a part of this. You're a legacy. Like you said, it's a legacy. It's all about legacy. It doesn't matter unless we're leaving a legacy of something wonderful. I want to leave something beautiful for my daughter and for her children and for my boys and their kids as well. So I love that this is called Legacy Leadership. That's really what the event's about. So it's never too early to own your worth. We have speakers that are 8 years old, and we have a Holocaust survivor. Her name's Lucy. She was actually in Auschwitz at 14 years old in the work camp. And, you know, just some unbelievable, really giving people big tools and to walk away with that. They've got a program where they can really own their life and go back, and we're going to help them forever, not just at the event.
And it's primarily a women's event, right?
Yeah. I have a couple guys that are, I'm going to be a part of it just because they've had some, their moms have raised them, the impact that women have had. I don't think women realize the impact that they do have on their boys, or on their husbands, like your beautiful wife. I mean, how awesome is she? And so just the impact that we have, I think that, you know, like I said, I've been in this world of personal development for 33 years, and, I see a lot of women, they get information, they'll come to events, and they there's this look in their eyes sometimes, and it's like, that was great, and they loved all the information that they learned, but there's this look in their eyes, it's like, but who am I? Like, who am I at my core? And helping them just, no matter what, own it. Like I said, not everybody's going to love me. Trust me, I know there's some people that don't love me, but that's their loss, right, Tom? But I know who I am, and if all that I do is be able to give that to my daughter, you know, as a teenager in high school, that she knows who she is, right? And that she's proud of that. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. Amazing.
So you have an 8-year-old that you're going to have on stage for this thing. What? Tell me, how does that happen? And tell me that story.
So there was this little girl that I had found who had created a doll company. And her mom supported her to create this doll company for minorities. And so I called, got the agent, and said, there's a couple other surprises that I'm working on. One woman that I'm working on having be there, she's really cool too. She's another 94-year-old that we've got going on. I've got a couple what we call little cookies. You know what I mean? Little cookies. So like I have an awesome celebrity stylist who's a dear friend of mine. She's going to come and give some great fashion tips. All the people that are super VIPs, they get a photo shoot. I don't know if you saw those really cool photos that I just did. So my friend's giving away a $1,000 photo shoot to every woman that's coming. Because I think as women as well, we look and we just go, you know, we don't see the beauty sometimes, right? Like, and I'm not talking the physical part of us. It's just that glow that comes through us through and how a photo can really capture that. My friend, her name is Jen Steinman. She is she did a documentary that, it's called Motherland, and she taught 9 women who had lost their children and taught how contribution heals. So she took them to Africa to show how contribution heals at One South by the Southwest People's Choice. And she's doing a movie, right? And so she helps people create their story. Like, I mean, no BS, kind of like for a sales thing, just like your story and how you make a movie out of your story, how beautiful your story is. And I think that she's doing a movie right now of a teacher that she had. And for 40 years, her teacher had people write letters to themselves but they could write it to themselves 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. And for 40 years, her teacher has been delivering these, delivering letters to people. How cool is that? For the past 40 years. So, just some really cool people that you were like, where, how come I've never heard of this person? My dear friend Kathy Buckley, you might have heard of her. She's a deaf comedian. Talks a lot about forgiveness, and about how, you know, like you said, those tough times have really made you who you are, and owning your beautiful mess of whatever it might be. But we're going to give people real things, that it's not just like a warm bath, you know?
So that's awesome. And I love, you know, one of the great joys, I think, in putting something together like this is for you to get to share people that you know, yes, it's great to share some people that everybody's heard of already that maybe gets, yeah, you know, gets them to get the ticket. But so often it's like that person that they're like, man, I had never even heard that name. I didn't think anything of it. And that was the person that had this profound impact on me. That's such a fun thing to get to do.
There is a friend of mine. I got to say, if there's anybody that you, if you want to get over your excuses, there is a friend of mine that's going to be speaking. Her name's Lucy Dowdy. And Lucy had a tragedy happen that if you were even to hear the tragedy, and she was basically, I'm turning it around. She started a hospital. She is one of the top 100 philanthropists in the world. She works with the Pope, right? And all the nuns. And when we had her on the call with all the people that are going to be there, I mean, everybody was like, what? I mean, like talk about no excuses. Like, she's like, you, Tom, just say yes. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know whose life you're going to change. If you say yes, you know, just, you know, I don't know. I'm like you. I think we're only playing it. I don't know about you. I feel like I've only touched like this part of my potential. Right. And so anyway, that's it. I'm excited to create a movement to really help people and bring you guys in. And, you know, Tom, you have no idea the impact that you've made on so many people. I mean, I'm so grateful for you of how you pick up the call. Like when I called you in January and I was scared about something for someone but you picked up the call. And I think that's another thing that we need to do. If there's any advice I would say to people right now, don't text, pick up the call. Yeah. You know, pick up the call. I mean, if I would have sent you a text about that one thing, it would have been a whole different emotion that I had and certainty. And then I shared that just so you know that you picked up the call, and just so you know, nobody knows this, but you and because someone saw that you picked up the call, they heard me talking to you, and then they were going through some challenges that they needed to join AA, just FYI. And they decided to do it because they saw you picked up the call.
Bang, bang. That's what I always say around stuff like that. Here's the deal. And we know this woman who was a prisoner of war. And she weighed, when she was four, she weighed as much as a baby. She was like, weighed nothing when she was 4 years old. So then she's a prisoner of war. She gets out of the prisoner of war. She grows up. And here comes a soldier. And the soldier asks her for a date. She says yes to the date. He meets her that night. And he had proposed marriage to her. And she married him, and they stayed married for 50 years. And she should come to your deal, because she is the strongest girl.
Yeah, she sounds amazing. You got to get me her info. If I didn't, like the biggest thing is, like I said, like the biggest thing for me is I want to do it right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we want to blow, like, you should see, like, all the stuff we've got for all the, like, the live people, you know, like, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm Oprah, like, give everybody a car, right? Like, I want everything to. Tomorrow we're doing one of our speakers is she's doing a session called Core Values. Her name is Dawn Dalby. She's going to be talking about money. She has a new book that's coming out and how to really enjoy your life and also be smart about your future. So she's been in the financial world for 20 plus years. Super fun lady. So she makes money fun. So if anybody wants to do the Core Values, that's for free for those people that come. So, you know, I just want to add value, Tom and Adrian. I just want people to like wake up and stay awake. I think too many people just fall asleep. You know, like you're adding, look how much time and energy and effort you guys put in this to give to people because you just love and care about people, right? I mean, this is the labor of love. And I love just how, you know, you really commit this because you really do care about people and you really want them to, you're probably going, if one person just wakes up on this show, then you've done your job. And so I think that, that's all we want, right? We want somebody just to wake up and stay awake. And so stay awake. Don't fall, too many people fall asleep at the wheel of life, right? And they wonder why they don't have the life that they deserve. If you really want to create your best year of your life.
I'll never forget when I interviewed Art Linkletter, and he was 90, and he just opened up a solar company and written a book called How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life. And how about you doing that, everybody? Make the rest of your life the best of your life. No matter how good it's been or how bad it's been, heck with that. Let's just start it over right now, reset it, jump in. I mean, Lauren is the kind of person that you will not believe. We helped a girl one time. I don't even remember what that was. We'll have to talk about that after the break. Because you called me on the phone, and a little girl needed a dress or something, and we kicked in some dough. And you changed that girl's life. And you never know whose life you can change, you guys. And the name of the game is constantly be awake on that. And the book that we alluded to about never saying no, there's that little slice of the pie called What You Know, that bigger slice called What You Know You Don't Know, and then that huge piece that's all God. And what I do, because of this book called The Surrender Experience, by Michael Singer, is I live in there. And I say yes to everything I hate to say yes to, and God's always got a bigger plan than I did. It always works better than what I would have planned for that day. And if you guys can get there from here, it's going to change your life. And so we're going to take a break for the final segment. But this has been a show of epic proportion, because this woman is amazing. She's written books. She's got little cards. She is all of it in a bag of chips, and we will be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, it's Adrian Chenault, it's Lauren LaHave. And I want to talk about Quinn, find out where Quinn, your son,
is. Oh, my gosh.
You talked about your daughter. He moved to Boulder, Colorado, talked to him once or twice. Then he moved out to California. Haven't heard from him since. But I'll tell you know what? It's a small world. And if we'll just realize that, Kimmy Brooks coming to Boulder this weekend. She went to school there. She's going to hang around with Denise and have a little breakfast. And, you know, if you're in Colorado, you got to come and visit Adrian and I, because I'm telling you, we have no friends. So it's going to be pretty cool. But, Lauren, we're going to get people to your event. It's a life-changing event, and everybody needs to put it on their schedule and make it happen, right?
Yeah. I have heard so many people whose lives you have profoundly touched and inspired them to write books, inspired them to start new philanthropic things, inspired them to show up bigger in their life. And that's it, right? Wake up, stay awake, stay around the people that help you to do it, right? Because left to our own devices and left to our own, mud bogs that we live in whatever part of the world we happen to live in, you're just going to get dragged back down if you're not continuing to put yourself around the kind of people that are going to inspire you and push you and make you want to keep up with the good that they're doing by doing some good of your own. And that's what it's about. And so get to this event. Find a way to be there. Go plug into the free thing that's going on this weekend. Find ways, just Facebook stalk Lauren. Just go spend time around the people that are going to inspire you to be the best version of you and keep taking a step up. Because when you do that, that's where you start to change, and then the world starts to change around you, and it becomes this virtuous loop. And it just, you play higher and higher. And Lauren, you said it a couple minutes ago that, you feel like you're just barely scratching the surface of your potential. Even now, when somebody on the outside looking in might go, man, she's done so much already. How could she possibly think that? And that's still the place where you live, in part because of the people who you choose to associate yourself with that keep your vision always getting bigger and bigger. And so talk about how you continue to stay inspired and tap into people who expand your vision.
Well, I think that, first of all, I want to acknowledge also your sound guy. What's his name?
Jason,
because Jason grew up, I had a house, I lived in Portland, right where he grew up.
No.
It's kind of funny. So once again, we were talking about that. Quinn actually was born right where Jason lives. So I'd love that full circle as well. I think it's like Eric always says in the mastermind, right? He's like, you're doing well, but you can do better. Right. And so I think we all know that. I think the worst, and this isn't my line, right? We all know that there's the same information out there. It's just delivered differently. But, I think the biggest thing is that the worst thing that you can do is be comfortable. When you get comfortable, it's all about you. And I think that that is what I don't ever want to be comfortable. You know, Tony has a great quote. It says, the quality of your life is how much uncertainty you can handle in your life, not how much certainty you can handle. So that this mandatory pause in the world was a great opportunity for us to like go, how do I show up in my life every day so I can handle that uncertainty? Right. I've had a lot of stuff come up and I'm like, if I didn't prime myself for the day and if I didn't like really get myself ready for the day, I don't know how I would handle that uncertainty. Right. But I think that that's really, really important. And so some people could be like, when Eric says things like, you could do better, instead of getting all mad, like, what are you talking about? I could, you know, do better. You know, in the back of your head, you know what? He's right. I don't know about you, but those are the people that inspire me. As you know, Jeff Roberti is has been probably one of my biggest inspirations. I'm going to cry in my life just because he as well. I mean, nothing would make him prouder other than for me to do better than he did. Right. And so like nothing would make me prouder than to have my friend Linda do better than I do or somebody else, you know, do
Linda
better.
Linda Evans?
Yes, of course. Of course, Linda Evenden.
A girl.
Send her family some love. You know, I mean, and so, like, that's what we do, right? We hold each other to really high standards. I mean, obviously, being in the environment of, you know, like, this personal development world. But personal development is theory unless you really put it into action. And so, for me, every time that I show up at an event or I do an event, I want to make sure that I've done something major in my life before I show, you know, before I show up at that event. So Tony just did a live UPW in Palm Beach. I was on my way to Madrid, and I stopped by to see my mom in Virginia. But I'm like, well, I'm not going to show up to that UPW unless there's something really big that I've accomplished by that time. And I decided that a long time ago, and I did the 75 hard. So I could show up at that event, and I was, a week out of finishing the 75 hard, right? But I was like, at least I showed up there 1,000% congruent of what it is, right? Like I'm, and everybody knew it. People knew that I was doing that 75 hard. So Tony obviously has been a huge, my mom's been a huge inspiration. My dad, you know, as well, contribution wise, he passed away a while ago, but, my dad, I mean, everyday heroes are big things for me. Just people out there just doing things that most people want to do.
That commando looking husband of yours before you get divorced. What's going on? Guy scared the crud out of me. We've only got about 30 seconds left.
Aw, this is so much fun.
He's a beast, isn't he? Your husband's cool.
Yeah. He's got a big heart, you know? He's got a big heart. Once again, he's learned, he's a survivor, I think, and that's important to keep that. Always be grateful. I think the biggest thing is just always live in gratitude. And I'm very grateful for both of you, for, you know, for being a cheerleader and for cheering all of us on and supporting our big goals.
All right. We got Robert White on here next week. He was the founder of LifeSpring, personal development guy at a level that you've never seen before. And he's going to be on next week and you're going to love him. We'll see you all next week on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.